you can bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. Although we're talking about activism and encouraging some activism versus zero activism, Julia is saying that I am mean to people.
Did I say the word mean?
No, you didn't use that word, but you said I was an a-hole off the air. And
no, that's not what I said.
You said I sound like an a-hole.
I said I believe that you have been on the radio for so long that you don't realize that your radio voice sometimes make you sound like an a-hole. Now, if you know you, anybody who knows you in real life knows that they get a completely different Ian than the voice that is projected on the radio when you're talking about something
like... I don't really feel
like
my voice is different. I mean, I'm just talking to you right now.
Why? I don't think most people have an opinion on their voice, the same opinion that other people have about it.
Yeah, but so you're saying that me talking to you now, I sound different than I talked to you during the break?
Because you're not talking about something passionate. You're not... okay, Allie was giving an example on the break of what...
I'm calling in from Auburn, Alabama. I'm going to start the Free State Project down here. Y'all should come move from New Hampshire and come join me in my new project. Ian, how would you address me as a caller?
Well, I mean, I've tried to point out previously that I think that maybe what you're coming from, Julia, is that because I've had experience as an activist, that it sounds like I'm talking down to,
to
somebody.
Yes, it does sound like
and
you are talking down to
I don't
to
know
people.
How else to do that. Do you not want me to not express my experience? Do you want me to not have an opinion
about things?
You just
need better
things?
Bedside manner, and I don't know how to tell you to get that, but
so
you
how
need
do you
it.
Explain to somebody that it's a futile idea to be in Alabama and try to start another Free State Project?
I guess I wouldn't feel comfortable telling somebody that. I might say...
So what would you say?
I might say something like, hey, you know, I think that's great. I think anything that people want to do to make liberty more possible in their lifetimes is great. You know, personally, I'm a huge fan of the Free State Project. We've got 1,000 people up here. 14,000 have signed up. And, like, you know, give it a try. And if it doesn't work out for you, you know, would you consider moving up here? I think that is, and that was just what came off the top of my head.
That's
being
basically
put on the spot.
A summary of what I've said, except I won't say it's great if I don't think that's true. Like, if I don't think that it's a great idea, like, if I think it's a bad idea, I'm going to tell you, hey, I don't really think that's going to work.
Okay.
Because I've had this and this experience in my life being an activist, and so don't I owe somebody to be honest to them?
I'm a professional, and I guess, but you just need better...
Do you
better...
think it's great, just to clarify, do you really think it's great for someone to bang their head against a wall? I mean, because if that's what somebody calls in and says, I'm going to do something that's incredibly...
You are such a jerk. Bang their head against the wall.
It's figure They're, of speech.
They could get it's, valuable experiences out of starting a liberty group in their hometown, but you've got an opinion, which is it's like banging your head against a wall, and so skip that and come right up here, because I know that you're just banging your head up against the wall. You don't understand how pompous that sounds sometimes?
I don't think I'm better than those people, so I don't really know. I can't
but
affect how people interpret what I say.
You sound like you think that you're better than people.
I can't affect how people interpret what I say. Right?
So
I'm going to give people my honest opinion. They call and ask a question. I've had over a decade of experience in being an activist, and my experience is it was a waste of almost a waste of time in Florida as far as effects are concerned. I had a personal experience where I grew as far as being able to do outreach, and I got some experience at that. But ultimately, what was happening on the ground was no growth whatsoever for
liberty. This conversation makes me want to bang my head against the wall.
There's one right over there.
I know.
So, Allie, I know you had a story, but we've actually got Boiler Room on the line
here. Let's get
a
boiler.
And he is calling on Skype. Boiler Room, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thanks, Ian. How are you guys doing tonight?
It's on your mind.
Sounds good.
Hey, I just want to say, just to try to chime in and drop my 2 cents in the cup on this conversation that you two are having, you and Julia. Sometimes when people speak, other people only hear what they're saying. They don't listen to what they're saying. You get where I'm going with that?
I think that's true. When Julia was addressing how Ian sounds, it made me think about how others will tell me that I'm constantly cutting them off, and I can't tell
that.
But
No, not on the air necessarily. Just in personal conversation. Like if I'm having a disagreement with someone, to me, I feel like it's an equal, you know, cutting each other off thing. But I've been told by several people that, oh, you're always cutting me off and you don't care what I have to say, which I think I don't get that.
If you truly listen to somebody, then you're going to step into their shoes when they're talking to you, and you're going to see from their perspective what they're trying to say. And Julia, not to pick on you or anything, but I don't think you have that ability yet. You know, you're hearing what Ian is saying, but you're interpreting it with your own color. You see where I'm going with that?
Perception is reality.
Well, sometimes I think when someone
it's only your reality, though.
That's true.
Okay, but it's everybody's reality that you're talking to, and I'm certainly not the first person that said
that's
this.
Not necessarily true, because I agree 100% with everything that Ian says, and I agree with the way that he says it.
I agree with what he's saying, too. That's not
To go back to the activism thing and the whole Watertown thing, what's it going to take for those people to stand up to the cops? You know, if block by block, those people would have told the cops, no, you're not going to run through my house with seven men with armed guns. If you want to send one cop in and take a look around for this jack that you're looking for, that's fine. But the rest of you guys stay outside. If they would have done that block by block, every single house, the cops would have had no choice, because you're not going to lock up 5,000 people.
Well,
they couldn't have done it.
But see, the thing with that is it's completely impractical. The only reason that the cops employ these methods is because they know that you're not going to have block by block people resisting. They do it because they know that people are willing to give up a little bit of liberty. And so I see that point from Ian and your point of view that, you know, it wouldn't be so inconvenient for everyone to do it. But what if you're the one house that says, no, you don't get to come to my house? And then whatever happens to you, say, worst case scenario, they shoot you. Then what are us liberty activists supposed to do? Are we supposed to stand up for the supposed terrorist that's all over the news who wouldn't let the cops come to their house? Are we supposed to sit there and say, well, they did a good thing, they sacrificed for liberty, and look where it got us? Nowhere. They got shot. They're a martyr. Good for them. We can tell their story, but we're no closer to liberty because the rest of the blocks let the cops search their house. So they got rid of one of us.
Well, to be honest with you, I would volunteer myself for that, because if I have to live in a statist...
But that's self-sacrificing.
Police.
That's not in your self-interest.
And you can't ask other people to self-sacrifice like that.
I've never asked anybody else to sacrifice themselves. I've always said you should do what you feel right is appropriate in the circumstance.
I think that's good advice.
But what's wrong with
What I say to people is, if you're going to walk the walk, or if you're going to talk the talk, you better walk the walk.
Well, I don't do anything.
I would never be so harsh. And I'm being accused of being that harsh with people. I don't want to be that harsh. I want to set an example for folks and show them that it's not as scary as people believe that it really is to take a little bit of risk, to put something on the line for liberty, that it is possible to do, and that you won't get necessarily your head jacked up against the pavement. Certainly, if you're here in New Hampshire, you're a little bit safer, I think, when you do these acts of disobedience, because it helps to be around other people who are of like mind. I think it is important to be considerate of how other people feel, but at the same time, give them what your real opinion is and not really candy coat. Let them know what you really think. But I see where you're coming from, and I totally understand, Boiler Room. Anything else you want to share?
No, that's it. I was just trying to take a little heat off of you. Let them pick on me for the rest of the
Thanks
hour.
For the call.
All right,
I'm
going to pick on Boiler.
No,
right.
But I get where he's coming from, and I share the concerns. I mean, gosh, it sure would be great if more people would stand
up. Sure, and
but
I agree 100%.
Moving to New Hampshire is such an important factor, because if you're around others who are standing up, it tends to be infectious, and you might be more likely to stand up.
I agree with that. See, the thing is, I'm not willing to do any activism that's only going to work if I can know that other people are going to do it too, because you don't know. You don't know if everyone is going to stand up like you are.
No, and that's why you can't wait. That's why it's so frustrating, you know, trying to put something together in advance. Oh, well, if this amount of people do it, then I'll do it. No, I'd just rather go ahead and do what I think is right. And I get where you're coming from, Allie. It's self-sacrifice. It can look like that, right? And that's
why in some instances, it definitely is self-sacrifice.
I would never say to somebody that they should do something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't oppose it. And in fact, some would say that I have engaged in some of that to some extent by doing things that otherwise, you know, not taking the plea deal, for instance. I ended up getting a worse sentence because of that. Why'd you do that? Because for me, it was the right thing to do. And I want to set an example of what I consider the right thing to do to be. That doesn't mean that what you're doing is wrong. It might be what's right for you.
Making Good Habits, Breaking Bad Habits, a daily minute program to help you overcome the habits you want to break and establish new ones in their place. Here's New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.
Charles Dickens said, "I could never have done what I have done without the habits of punctuality, order, and diligence." God had given him a tremendous gift of storytelling, but he still had to form good habits of concentration, order, and diligence. It's really wise to be a good steward of the talents that God gives us. Many people are talented, but they don't bother to form good habits to go along with their talents. They won't discipline themselves to do what they know they should do, but instead they wait to be moved by some outside force, and normally it's emotions. We cannot wait for our emotions to tell us what to do. We have to tell them what to do.
For more information and insight on how you can make good habits and break bad habits, please visit Joyce Meyer, spelled Meyer.org. Making Good Habits, Breaking Bad Habits, 14 New Behaviors That Will Energize Your Life is a new book by best-selling author and internationally acclaimed teacher Joyce Meyer. In this new book, Joyce Meyer starts by examining the nature of habits, overcoming the habits you want to break, and establishing new ones in their place. Making Good Habits, Breaking Bad Habits, 14 New Behaviors That Will Energize Your Life is the latest book from New York Times best-selling author Joyce Meyer. It's available wherever books are sold.
Money's tight and gas is expensive. Learn how each time you fill your tank, you can get 10 to 20% better mileage. That could easily save you $1,000 a year. I've been using the Fuel Treatment XFT in my cars for over 6 months. I keep track of my mileage and it works. Save yourself $1,000 a year. Start using XFT. Go to xft.freetalklive.com. Improve fuel economy, prolong engine life, increase horsepower, and reduce emissions. It works. xft.freetalklive.com.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry Guy Makes and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Flex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you would like at 855-450-FREE. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we share with you there for free, so enjoy. We've got archives. We've got the news updates. You can get signed up over at news.freetalklive.com. Follow us via email, Twitter, Facebook, whichever method is your preference. It's all free. Again, news.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI. They have been sponsoring our phone lines for years here on the air at Free Talk Live, and they do accounts receivable. So if you've got a business and you're sick and tired of trying to collect from your accounts, past due accounts, get in touch with SACL. They will take this on for you, and they'll treat you and your customer with respect so that you'll hopefully get your money in the long run and maybe even get to keep your customers, too. You can find their banner right there at the top of the banner column at freetalklive.com. And, again, that's freetalklive.com, top of the banner column for SACL CAI to get your collections done with respect. It's Ian and Allie and Julia in the studio tonight, ladies' night here. And, Allie, you had a story you wanted to share. We're going to get back to the calls here in a moment, but I wanted to make sure we didn't blow past the story.
It should be quick. It's just a story. It had to do with what you guys were talking about with taking risk and others encouraging others to take risk, and it just really reminded me of hearing about the Free State Project, and this was going to be my first time moving out of, you know, my hometown. So sure. It was a big deal in my life, and I remember telling my best friend, we'll call her Amy, and she knows about the Free State Project. She's aware of all this. She listened to Free Talk Live. And I told her, you know, I want to move to New Hampshire. That's my goal now. And that's what I'm saving up money for. And she was really worried that the whole idea of getting all the libertarians together in one state would make it really easy for the government to come in and, you know, possibly do some kind of violence against
gonna
us.
They're going
to
bomb them kind of thing.
Well, I don't know what the assumption was or what the idea was.
It's a common objection amongst people in the liberty movement, or at least people who are familiar with liberty, because they've seen the violence of the state, and they know what the state is capable of. And so when they think of, oh, my God, liberty people getting together, that's just going to mean that the state's going to target them.
I think it's a valid objection. I mean, I think it's good to be skeptical of what the,
sure.
or to think, you know, what could the state do?
They might be right, too. I mean, maybe they will drop a nuke on New Hampshire someday. And my answer to that one is, at least I had fun before they did that. I mean, I'm having the most fun I've ever had being around some of the best people that I've ever met. It's the most exciting activist movement out there. And again, I want to hear if there's a better one, please. If there's something else going on that's better than the Free State Project, let me know. But I think it's awesome to be here. And if that's how it all comes to an end, it's because the state drops a bomb on New Hampshire because there's a bunch of liberty people there. At least we got darn, you know, as close as we could get to it.
Well, I worry for the state of the world after they get rid of all of us in New Hampshire, because there's a lot of us concentrated. But it wasn't just necessarily that. It could have been, oh, my likelihood of getting arrested might be greater in New Hampshire just because the temptation to do risky activism is greater here. But to me, it was, you know, it was a valuable experience making the move and keeping that in mind and knowing the risk, because I think since moving here, I've realized, and my friend Amy's realized, that I can, you know, make a difference, at least in little ways, without having to take very much risk. I mean, I consider FTL to be making a big difference, and I'm just glad to be part of the show. And, you know, any little activism I can do here and there, even just liking stuff on Facebook or sharing it, I feel like it makes a big difference. And I feel like without having moved to New Hampshire, I wouldn't be able to reach as many people. So.
Sure.
So
you don't feel like you're tempted to
no, it's not
put yourself
anything like
on the line or anything.
Honestly,
like that.
Before
you don't
moving,
feel like, you don't feel like I'd like you better if you went ahead and got arrested or something like that.
Maybe you would.
But, no, you're joking.
But it's
right?
not motivational
really
enough for me.
Because that's not true. I mean, I appreciate all kinds of
that. I think that you
activism.
Would like me a lot better if I was willing to be more of a superstar activist.
What does that even mean? How
I'm
could I
saying,
like you anymore?
Look, I'm just saying that it's
we've
like,
slept together. How could I like you even more?
Okay.
Well, I mean, like people like Derek J. I mean, it's like admirable, you know, what they do, and their like it's coming off like self-sacrifice and everything. Their dedication.
I think dedication to liberty is what I like. I mean, Daryl Perry, who is our new Monday night host, he'll be starting Monday. He's with FPP.cc. He's not the kind of guy who necessarily goes out there and does civil disobedience. I mean, I've seen him go to court, but that's because he got pulled over for speeding. That's one of those things that happens.
Right.
So he's not out there doing civil disobedience, but he is a tireless advocate of liberty who, you know, gets on the air, does his own radio show. He publishes his own newspaper. I mean, I have respect for people that do things, and that includes people writing letters to the editor and people making things behind the scenes like Pork 411, which is a great system that we have that allows people to call a phone number, leave a message, and then it gets blasted out to hundreds of email recipients. That's one of the most important forms of activism that we've had here, and it's consistent activism, it's good activism. Or the person, whoever it was, who was running the local radio station that unfortunately has been shut down here, was running for 9 months straight. That's somebody who's not necessarily risking going to jail or anything like that. There's a slight risk of an FCC raid, but that never happens right out the gate. Usually you get a threatening letter from the FCC, and if you shut down, then there's no further consequences. And indeed, that's apparently what happened in this case. But I think that just flipping on a transmitter, it's fairly low risk activism, but I think high impact activism.
Yes.
I think that somebody operating a radio station has far more impact than anybody refusing to obey a police diktat. So what I have respect for is people who do things for liberty. I don't really have so much respect for people that just talk about liberty and who aren't willing to do anything about it.
Well, while we're talking about our opinions on activism, to me, what's my favorite activism is the kind of activism that gets people talking about things, like whatever the idea and intention and genuineness behind the activism, that's what matters to me most. The effects of activism and impact, it's hard to measure because you don't know how many people are touched by something.
Or how many of them are upset about it.
Right. You know, so you can't even measure that. And even if people are upset, is that a good or a bad thing? I don't know. So to me, it's more about the intention and the conversations that come from the activism, not how much risk does this person take or how much they put on the line.
Let's go to Nick. He's in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Nick.
Hi. Hey. Have you ever heard of Asperger's syndrome?
Yes, I have.
Okay. It's something that I've grown up with, and one of the things that I learned, for people who don't know about Asperger's syndrome, it's...
Yeah, what is it?
Clinically, I think it's defined as a high-functioning form of autism. Last I heard, it was actually removed from the DSM, whatever, as a separate diagnosis, and is now just considered high-functioning autism.
Autism is too broad.
It is really broad. I agree. So I prefer Asperger's syndrome when talking about Asperger's syndrome in particular. It's people who have Asperger's syndrome are characterized, among other things, by... Number one, taking what people say too literally, but also having difficulty in general with the subtleties of human communication. So,
Please come back during the break. Please come back after the break.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to hang on to Nick here. Stick with us if you don't mind. Want to know more about your experience with Asperger's. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plan for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, take control here, toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Join us online as well over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we have on the site. We give them away to you, so enjoy, once again, freetalklive.com. And the features include our mobile site. For those of you with a smartphone want quick access to the live streams and podcasts, just go to M as in mobile. freetalklive.com, and you can find all that stuff there for free. That's m.freetalklive.com. Now, there is something that you might want to be considering making an investment into, and it can be a fairly small investment on the scheme of investments, and that is in storable food, specifically the Legacy Premium brand that you can get through a link on our website. It's food.freetalklive.com. You never know an emergency is going to strike in your life, whether it's some sort of weather-related disaster, or maybe just a police state shutting down your neighborhood and making it impossible for you to go to the store, for instance. If you've got food in the house, it can be a big help. And this is an effective form of insurance for you and your family, and it can be very cost-effective. In fact, the Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial-flavor-free, preservative-free food for about $1.50 or as low as $1.50 per meal, and that's on average half of the cost of the competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com, learn more about their product. It's Great stuff. I've tried it, and I look forward to having some more. In fact, they've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch, plus vegetarian and gluten-free options, so plenty of choices. They're the best in price, storability, and taste, plus you get free shipping on all orders. food.freetalklive.com. Again, that's food.freetalklive.com. We've got Nick on the line here with you in the studio. It's Ian,
Allie, and Julia.
Let's bring Nick back here. Nick, you had called in about Asperger's syndrome, and you had just kind of begun really telling us about, your experience with it or what you wanted to share. So go ahead.
The reason I bring it up is because it's to establish my credibility as someone who has dealt with difficulties in learning and understanding many of the subtleties of human communication. I've sort of studied it more like a, well, most people have this sort of thing innately, but I've actually had to study it and sort of note these things. The reason I bring that up is because over the years, I have listened to Free Talk Live for many years now, and I have noticed that you have many similar difficulties in understanding certain subtleties of human communication. You have trouble getting jokes. You seem to have trouble understanding people's intentions. And also, it seems that somebody just picked up my phone. But anyway, and you seem to.
I just thought I wasn't funny to Ian.
And you seem to.
A lot of times jokes blow past me because I'm in the first seat on the show, so I'm frequently looking at screens and callers, and not always paying. Like, a lot of times I'll listen to Free Talk. Sometimes I'll listen back to the show, and I'll catch jokes that I just didn't even know were there. Like, I didn't realize anyone was telling a joke because I wasn't even paying close enough attention to what the person was saying at all. But go ahead with your observations.
My main observation that's relevant to this conversation is that you don't always seem aware about how you come off to other people, and I concur with Julia about how you sometimes come off, and it also seems to be very difficult to explain to you why that's a problem. It's not that there. So there's what you say objectively, and then there's what people are going to read into it based on context, intonation, phrasing, word choice, and
they say some, like, 80% of communication is nonverbal.
Yes. So, thank goodness that this is a radio show, huh?
Okay.
So, I just thought...
okay, so by your diagnosis, I have Asperger's syndrome, is what you're saying, right? And Julia has said this.
I have said this before. You know, maybe it's to a certain degree. Maybe it's not, 100% or whatever. I'm sure that there are degrees of various.
The suggestion is that I don't understand what people are feeling or thinking.
See, the way that you ask that right there to me is describing exactly what he's talking about.
Asking for clarification is.
Well, it's like a, I don't know. It's, you take things very literally. I would say that, as somebody who knows you probably better than anybody off the air, I would say that is definitely something that that's a connection that you miss, right? So, I think somebody just even brought up that your response to what he said was, okay, by your diagnosis, it's this. And that's kind of, like, the way that came off was a little like, all right,
it's
Nick.
Called a summary, so we can bring listeners up to speed. I think a lot of people misunderstand doing a radio show and having to do certain things and communicate in a certain way in order to be able to be effective with not being able to empathize with people. I mean, really, you think that somebody who can't empathize would be able to run a successful business? I mean, you've got to be able to connect with your customers. You've got to be able to do customer service.
Yes, but this is something that occurs off the air that I notice too.
I worry that I have some form of autism sometimes, just because it can come in so many forms. I mean, it could be like a very slight autism, which just means that there's a lot of people out there who have a lot of, you know, if it was true, then it would just mean there's a lot of people out there who have a lot of the same complications in life as I do, and that we share that. That's all it would mean, and I and to me it would be kind of like, oh, then I would have a reason for why I'm flawed in the way that I am.
Yeah.
Like, it would be comforting if someone said, you have autism, because then it's not my fault.
Well, I feel like your take, like, the way that you take this, and I understand where you're coming from, is, like, that this is kind of like an insult, or that, you know what I mean, this is something that you have that everybody else does. But I think everybody has different strengths and weaknesses, and you're probably a lot better at, like, accomplishing tasks that are really boring than I am. Like,
well, I didn't take it as an insult. It's an observation.
Yeah, but you seemed defensive.
No. It's an observation, and I think that maybe it's an observation based on some things that might be a little inaccurate. Like, for instance, if you're saying that I'm Asperger-y because I don't... like, if somebody's on the line and they're saying something and what I say comes back as harsh. Well, we're doing a talk radio show, and part of having a talk radio show, at least in my experience of talk radio, if you're not doing, like, you know, Dr. Stephanie Murphy on pork therapy kind of thing, kind of talk radio where you're making a specific effort to empathize with every caller and to talk in as soothing of a tone of voice as possible, that's not the show I do. I do a show that's a little bit more standard kind of talk radio where there's some conflict on the air, because to me that's kind of the essence of a talk radio program.
Doing a good job tonight.
Yeah, and we have been having that tonight on the air, and I bet you people have very strong opinions about whatever's been said, whether it's been me or Julia or you, Allie, or Nick, you know, whatever words are coming out of people's mouths, they evoke opinions. People have strong opinions, and I like people with strong opinions to be on the radio waves. So while I think that I do empathize with people on
I don't think anybody was necessarily saying that you weren't empathizing.
But isn't that what Asperger people have a problem with, is with putting themselves in other people's shoes and...
Nick explained it way better than I do. Okay. He's certainly more of an expert.
Where am I off there?
What's like a telltale?
What? What was that?
What's like a telltale? Thank you.
Well, it's very difficult to even... It's very difficult even for me to communicate exactly what it is. There's no one thing that sort of gives someone away as an Aspie, and it really takes a doctor to make an actual diagnosis. But to give more examples, Asperger's people tend to think of things very starkly. A thing is either this or it is that, and they have trouble dealing with gray areas in between. And that, I think, is what attracts more high-functioning autism spectrum type people to libertarianism. I think you're familiar that there are, Julia in particular, because I've heard you tell stories about it, that there are a lot of libertarians who have trouble associating with people and will do things like burp in your face and seem to think that there's nothing wrong with that.
That happened to me at Porkfest a couple years ago.
You know, a lot of people have problems interacting with other human beings. I mean, no doubt about that. Thanks for the call, Nick. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes?
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN WGN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can take control and do it toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we share with you on the site. They are free. Listening options are there and more. If you like the show and you would like to help support Free Talk Live, because hopefully you can look beyond the personalities of the show. Maybe you like some of the people on the show. Maybe you don't like some of the other people. Maybe you like some of the things they say and you don't like the other things. Or you don't like the way they say it.
Or maybe you can tell me what I have, because I'd like to know.
What you have, as far as whatever
disorder. Yeah, Ian's got Asperger's. Yeah. What do you have? What does Allie have?
Probably narcissist.
I think that we haven't really touched on the idea that I'm a little bothered that medicine wants to apply disorders to everybody and put them on pills. That's something that bothers
me. But Asperger's isn't something that has a pill solution,
that's
really.
That's good to know. A lot of these things.
That's more like counseling and stuff.
A lot of these things they'll put you on pills for. And I find that disturbing. But if you support the notion behind Free Talk Live that the ideas of liberty should get out into the world, into people's ears, we're doing that. And I wish there were other shows that were doing what we're doing. Sorry, there's not. I'm not saying that to be condescending or to be unempathetic. I want there to be other shows. I want there to be competition. That's why I created LRN.FM, so we could bring a bunch of Liberty shows together to the same place, so people who don't like the way I talk might like to listen to Stephanie Murphy, where she talks to you with soothing tones throughout her whole show. And
so
I love
soothing.
Stephanie. She's great.
And
she does a good show. But that's not what I do. But some people are going to like her, and they're not going to like me, and they're going to like Stefan Molyneux, but they might not like both of us. So that's why I created LRN.FM, so people could find Liberty-oriented shows they like. But the fact is, none of those other shows on LRN are on 100 radio stations coast to coast. I want them to be, but unfortunately, that's not in the cards at the moment. Maybe someday we'll see that happen. Till then, you can help Free Talk Live get on more stations, and you can help LRN.FM as well, because some of the AMP money does go to help out the network, LRN.FM. So if you go to amp.freetalklive.com, you can get behind the show for $5 a month and help support Free Talk Live, and that makes a big difference for us because it helps us reach out to radio stations and connect with folks. And you know, I was looking at the dictionary definition here of Asperger's syndrome, and I think the suggestion was that if I've got this, it's more mild, because obviously the definition's pretty harsh here. It says, you know, a developmental disorder characterized by severely impaired social skills. I wouldn't say that that's the case for me at all, because you don't get to having a successful business by having severe social skills problems.
I think.
But when I was growing up, I did take that test, the Myers-Briggs test, and I tested as an introvert, right? And so that kind of painted a picture for me, like, oh, I'm an introvert. So maybe that was kind of a factor.
Those tests are a load of crap. Because...
But I was definitely introverted as a kid.
Okay, I would agree, and I think that I have sort of a natural preference, but I used to, at work, we would administer this test to, like, a bunch of class members, and I would always take it just for fun, and I found, as an adult, that I had trouble answering the questions because it was like, it depends. Are we talking about at work?
Yep.
Are we talking about at home? Are we like it? It totally depends.
Plus, how good are people actually at self-analyzation? Like, that's not. People aren't good at that. I mean, it would be better if you handed out the test to, like, my mom and said,
yeah,
answer these questions for Allie.
Like, one of the questions was something along the lines of, like, are you the life of the party or are you bored? And my first thought is, well, what kind of party are we talking about?
Right.
Are we talking about the work Christmas party where I can't wait to leave?
Sure.
Or are we talking about a party that I chose to go to?
Obviously, there's faults in all of these methods, but I think, I mean, I'm going to give it the answer. I felt like I was introverted. Maybe that's because I was told I was introverted. I don't know. Maybe I created that for myself because of that.
I think we should choose how we define ourselves. But I want to say, Ian, even if you're professionally diagnosed with Asperger's, I would still love FDL. I would still want to be part of the show. And I would still love you. So don't think that it would change anything.
I love you, too. But what I wanted to say about that was I made the choice to become more extroverted when I, you know, became an adult, basically, and got into the Liberty Movement and wanted to talk to people about these ideas. That was some of the benefit that I got when I was doing outreach down in Florida. As a Liberty activist down there, was me basically coming out of my shell. And if you're running an outreach booth, you've got to reach out to people. You've got to talk to them. You've got to get their attention. You've got to get them to come over. If you just sit as quiet as a church mouse behind a table with a bunch of stuff at it, no one's going to come over and talk to you. They don't care. But if you pitch them on something, hit them with a question or whatever, and, you know, when you met me, Julia, I was doing some of this stuff, and I think I dragged you along to a couple of things.
Great first date.
And that was not our first date. But anyway, so we went out and did some of these things, and I became pretty good at it. But when I go out, you know, I don't talk for 3 hours. If we were to all go out after the show and go out for some drinks or whatever, then I probably wouldn't talk near as much as I'm talking.
You're definitely a listener.
Because I like to hear what people have to say. And so you're right that the personality that's on the air is different because it has to be. You know, I'm hosting a talk show. I've got 3 hours of airtime to fill, and since I'm in the first seat, I can't count on you. It's great that you two are here, but I can't count on just sitting here and having you guys put the whole show together for me. It's not my responsibility. It's not your responsibility to do that stuff. Nemi, speaking of show hosts, is with us, calling from New Hampshire. Nemi.
Hello, my lovelies. How are you?
Hey. What's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to call in and give Julia a little backup, and I think in the last few minutes you guys have kind of strayed a little afield of my point. I certainly can relate to what Julia said about listening to you, Ian. I'm not sure sometimes if you realize how your response may be taken by someone who is really, really excited about the ideas of Liberty and what they're doing in their hometown. You know, Blue Ridge Liberty is one that I think of, and I understand your point. I sure do. You know, your points are dead on. Lots of people in one place, certainly much more effective than a few people in a remote place.
Right. I mean, I've said if you're going to go somewhere, you better go to, if you can't come up north, go to Asheville or go to Austin, because it'd be better to be around people who love freedom than
Absolutely.
It would be to be alone somewhere. So, I mean, I've never downed that.
And I agree. And I certainly see your point. I think what I'd like to say is, as I can certainly see where Julia's coming from, in that I'm not sure you hear, or that it, maybe you consider it from the point of view from the person who's telling you so excitedly about their project, where they are, and you say, hey, that's great, but you're not going to have a lot of luck unless you move to New Hampshire. And that, I understand your point, again, but I think ultimately...
It's like bursting their bubble?
Yeah. Bursting their bubble, and I'm not... I don't mean to point my finger at you specifically, Ian. I see a lot of people in the liberty movement here in New Hampshire do the same thing. Oh, you got to come to New Hampshire because it's the most effective way. You know what? I'm a New Hampshire native. I was an activist before you guys even landed here. So, you know, yes, numbers are great, but the effort, the heart, the passion, the fire, it's still there. And I think that you have an opportunity to really encourage that. And the ideas of liberty are good everywhere, not just in New Hampshire. And so
they're good ideas, but they're not effective. So do you want me to candy coat for people and lie to them about my opinion?
No, I'm not asking you to lie to people, Ian, but I think that you have a unique opportunity to really encourage people who are just getting the ideas of liberty and just getting, they're stuck in South Carolina, they can't do anything, they're going to fight that parking ticket. And while, yes, I certainly would encourage them to move to New Hampshire too, I, on the other hand, would be sensitive to their effort. Right where they are, right today, because liberty can happen anywhere. It does not have to happen in New Hampshire.
Amen.
You can do it anywhere.
Well, you're a dreamer, I got to say, Nemi. I mean, I would love to see some evidence that were true, but it's not been my experience.
There's the absolutes.
Now, additionally, I have one comment.
It's not been my experience.
Well,
what is that? How is that an absolute?
But don't you think that it could be somebody else's experience?
What, that liberty's on the rise? Right, that's what people say. Oh, yeah, we're about to be free down here in Florida.
Well, how do you define liberty, anyway?
There's a saying, Ian, and maybe I am a dreamer. Maybe you're right. It's you don't tell a child that their dreams are impossible because, God forbid, they believe you.
Hmm. Yeah, I get where you're coming from. So basically what you're saying is everybody that calls with an idea, I should just say, that's a great idea.
No.
You should go for it.
Ian, come on. Don't go all hyperbolic on me here. I'm asking you to, whenever you have a few minutes, just kind of think about it. And you know, I didn't really want to talk to you about this on national radio, but it's the topic, and I thought I had something to say, so I thought I'd call in. You know, just... I don't know if you realize it sometimes, and when I'm in the studio, I see that happen. I feel kind of bad. My heart kind of feels bad for the person on the other end of the line, because they are so excited to call Free Talk Live and say, this is what I've got going on in my neighborhood. And you're like, oh, that's great, but it's not going to be effective. How do you know?
It's not because he doesn't care. I think it's
just prove me wrong. I would love to be proven wrong. I'd love to see Asheville or Austin become this mecca of liberty. And then I would be able to go down there and visit and maybe move down there. I said, hey, I'll move if you guys can get to freedom faster than we can here in New Hampshire.
That's
but
right.
Call me a skeptic, and I guess that's a problem, me being a skeptic. Thanks for the call, Nemi. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. It has been Ian here with you.
Allie and Julia.
So, you know, hey, I got opinions. Sorry about that. See you tomorrow.
Are you as excited about Bitcoins as I am? Then you need to be where Free Talk Live is going to be. In San Jose on May 17th through 19th at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. You can be in front or behind the wave of change. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook will signal the future for Bitcoins. Education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. Seize the future. The future of payments. Sign up now. Bitcoin2013.com.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the worldwide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day, we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing, and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
My name is Kay Swirling, and I am in the early part of my 10th decade. I want to discuss the issue of pharmaceuticals versus minerals and vitamin supplements. I remember a discussion between my mother and me. It was at that time that canned vegetables and fruits were introduced into the U.S. market. It was some time before my mother and others felt comfortable with food in cans. That was also the time when drugstores offered for sale cough syrup and aspirins and not much else. Let's fast forward to this decade, the here and now. Simple drugstores are large corporations with the message that they are the ones who have the power to cure human ills. Meanwhile, the battle continues with minerals and vitamins being the answer to human ills. Who will win the battle? I believe and hope it will be the belief in the power of vitamins and minerals over that of the toxic chemicals in prescription drugs. What do you think?